Blog Talk Radio.
Day. Thomas has decided to take the evening off, so it's just us girls. So, yay. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Hey, boo. How are
hey,
you?
Girl. Listen, I'm tired. But oh, I digress. So, hopefully, you have had a good week or your week has now transitioned into a better week and into an awesome weekend going forward.
It has turned into just a pure comedy show, just a comedy show, just flat out comedy. Just because.
I understand, Santi. We're not even gonna get into that because you know what? I have not even been drinking tonight, so imagine the show is gonna be a terrible one. So, yeah. But I have sugar in my system that I'm not supposed to have, so.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I mean, that's the same thing.
Today is my let me just get this out there first. But today is my godmother's birthday, so I went to her surprise birthday party and they had cake. Anybody who knows me knows I'm really not supposed to eat cake, but I love cake anyway. So I had like a little piece of cake. So, yeah, so I had like the sugar in my system and I'm bouncing off the wall like a little kid. But, yeah, so happy birthday to my godmother, Dan. Love you. You're awesome. Let's get the disclosure out there real quick, fast and in a hurry before we get into questions. Because I have questions that I've written down and I also have some questions in my inbox. They're interesting. I've read through them. These people are not playing games with me. I don't understand.
That's mighty rude because nobody bothered to ask me a question. I haven't gotten a question, a comment, a like all day long. And I feel like the unwanted stepchild.
I got questions for you.
Oh, you do?
Just because I asked you to write down some questions does not mean that I didn't do it either. I will never tell you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. Jeez, Louisa. So, we're about to get to the disclosure out there. This show is not for the food in you. If you like to clutch your pearls and be like, oh, I can't believe she said that. This is not for you, because I say some reckless things. I say some nasty things. Taylor says nasty things too. You might not realize that this Pretty Little Girl cusses like a sailor. So if you want to listen, stick by your phone lines or listen to us online is okay. If not, maybe you learn something. But so yeah. So tonight we are in the hot seat. So me and Taylor are sitting in the hot seat tonight, and the questions that we have to be answered honestly. That's one. And openly. And yeah. So you might get to know us a little bit more than you might like to tonight, because some of these questions are crazy. And Taylor, just for the kicks of it, I'll even answer my own questions for you as well that I've written down for you. I'll answer some of them myself as well.
Okay.
We just ain't got shit else to do. You want to go first with the question?
I absolutely do. I want to know your ideal threesome. I want people. I want names. I want people.
Do I have to really give names? Like, are these real people or, like, celebrity people?
No, I don't care. They just have to be people, and they have to have names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so,
work that out.
Okay. So, currently, let me post that on my page, because I'm gonna answer my questions, and I'm going to see what my Facebook friends have to say to my questions as well. So, your question was, who is my ideal threesome?
Mm-hmm. That's what I see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And they can be real life or celebrity-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to say in real life. Do I really have to give names? Because I don't really want to give the folks names. Can I give?
Didn't you just say that you have to answer truthfully? Isn't that what you just said? You just said
okay,
that. It wasn't even 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so I have to say the names that I have for them?
You have to say their names. Like their names.
No,
like
I
mean,
if you call them name, and you know that.
Okay, if you call them Boo Boo Stink Stink, that's fine. You know, but
I don't call nobody that you ask. Okay. I have two scenarios. And I know this will probably never happen, but for a threesome with two men and myself, okay,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say I would have the man in the suit and the truck driver. You know who these people are. The people who may be listening may not know who these people are, but I would, yeah. I would have a good ass time. Believe you me, I would. And then.
That sounds like a good time. I'm nosy. I'd like to see that.
Threesome with another female and a male. That's really hard because you can interchange either the truck driver or the man in the suit in there. And I got this really cute girl on my Facebook page.
Girl, stop talking about me.
I'm not talking about you.
What you mean?
Because you're not like that.
Well, that's how you feel.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Let me tell you, like, she is super gorgeous, and she has, like, the I don't know. But girl freaking get it. Like, she is... Like, she's just super gorgeous. She has a big old butt. And she has a beautiful smile. And... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, I need to know who that is. I need to see a picture or something. You can just drop that off in my inbox.
Okay. That's not fun. I'll drop it off in your inbox. But she's really pretty, and she's cool people. Like, this is another thing, like, with me, if I have to choose a female, like, she has to be cool. She can't be that's a bougie broad. You all may think that I'm stuck up and bougie, but I'm not really cool.
Mm-mm.
So she has to be cool, and she has to like to shop. So she's outside of it, she's got to be my girlfriend, too. Like, she has to be my friend. So, like, if I call her, like, hey, girl, let's go to the mall, let's go out to eat or something, and it's not all about the hoo-ha and all of that. So, yeah, that's my thing. But, yeah, I answered your question.
Okay. All right. Mm-mm. I just want to see. I'm nosy. I want to see what happens.
I mean, maybe one day it will be written in the stars, but I can definitely tell you that the threesome with the two men is not going to happen. Not going to happen. Mm. The dudes ain't going to make it happen. They're not going to let it happen. They ain't going to have to get it. So... But I might be able to get that other window. So anyway, okay, so I got a question. My question's for you. So we're going to go back and forth with questions. So you ask a question, and I'll ask a question.
Okay.
If you could date one person on your Facebook page, who would it be?
Ooh, I'm not answering that.
Yes, you are, because I answered that bullshit that was question.
Ooh, I'm not answering that question. I'm not going to do it. Do it for the fun. I ain't going to do it. If I could date one person.
You cannot plead the fifth. There's no such thing around here. So.
Oh, my God. On my Facebook. Wait a minute, because now I got to go look at all my friends and see who. Oh. Oh, boy. I don't got that many friends. I don't. I only got like 100 friends, 176 friends. And believe it or not, actually.
176 friends.
Yeah, and I speak to all of them except for like two people. If I date somebody on my Facebook, who would it be? Sidebar for a second. I have a request in my inbox. They told me to tell you that you need to name names. Like, you need to say names.
I can't say those people's names. And I got it on my Facebook page. I got the same thing. So I cannot say their name because it's not fake. I'm not going to say their names. And just not. That's why, okay. If anybody who knows me and knows me in real life, I never tell people's names. I only give descriptions of them. Like, my friends will tell you if I say the truck driver, they know exactly who I'm talking about. Exactly. Can put a face to them, everything. Even you, Taylor, if I tell you the truck, if I say the truck driver, you know who exactly who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Like, you can put a name and a face to him. And when I say the man in the suit, you can also put a name and a face to him. Because I really don't want you all going through my Facebook page trying to find these people. So,
because you know what? Believe it or not, that would be the first thing I would do. If I was nosy like that, that would be the first thing I did.
I don't need y'all going through and saying, did you hear what Imaj said? She said she'd have a threesome with you with this dude named truck driver. And nope, I don't need y'all putting that out into the air because I don't want some type of problem. Yeah, I said it, but I know, and if you heard me say, I know that shit ain't gonna happen. I know it ain't gonna happen. I promise you I know it ain't gonna happen. And so therefore, hey, you know, it's just not gonna happen. Okay, It gets a girl off at night, believe me. Makes a good sheet.
I know it's not going to happen.
But so go back to
my question. Here's the thing, though. I'm looking at my friends list right now, and I can't see anybody on my friends list that I would date.
Oh, man. You ain't got no type of eye candy on you.
You know what?
We need to get you some new friends.
I do, but I wouldn't, like, they're nice to look at, but I wouldn't, like, date them.
Oh.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Well,
like,
which one do you
nice
fantasize
to...
about then? Let's tweak the question.
Okay. I don't, I'm not gonna, goodness. This is hot. Why are you asking me this?
Girl, this is just medium. So I need you to
complain
about the heat of the seat at this point.
Okay. I'm going to pick someone that, I don't have anybody. I don't. I have people that I have really cool conversations with. Like, you know, we mesh well with, you know, whatever we're talking about, but I wouldn't date them and I wouldn't fantasize about them. Not at all. That's not, I mean, nobody on my friends list I would fantasize about. It's not. Oh, wait. Who's that? Oh, no, that's not them. That's something else. Never mind.
Oh, hell, go through my Facebook page. I mean, damn.
Okay, well, let me go to your Facebook page. I just named some names on your Facebook page. Hold on. Hold on. Because I've been stalking some of your friends on Facebook.
See, and that's why I'm not telling no damn names on my Facebook page.
I saw them in the group, and I was like, oh, okay. And I looked at their friends. I was like, ooh, Amaj is a mutual friend. Oh, I'm in there. Friend request. I sure did. Yes, I did. Mhm.
Wow. Yeah, hot man.
Mhm. That thing is adorable. Where he at? I saw him the other day in the group, too. He posted something. The hot box.
He's friends with me, and he's in the hot box.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. I'm going to find him in a minute.
There's only two guys that I'm friends with in the hot box, and I think I know which one you're talking about. He's from Atlanta.
Yeah, that one. That one.
Mm-hmm. He's cute, right?
Yeah, he's yummy. Yes, him is.
I believe his name is Cat or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nice
to look
at.
Mhm. Yeah, he's really nice to look at. Yeah,
he's actually a pretty cool guy. He's pretty cool.
Okay. Oh.
I got a lot of friends on my Facebook page. Okay. So you've chosen one. Okay, your turn.
Mhm. Okay. So that's the one I picked. That's the one
Okay, that's the one that you picked.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It's not funny. Mm-mm.
That's funny. It's gotta be funny.
Not funny. Mm-mm. I'm serious. Mm-mm. It's not.
Okay,
so now it's your
question,
turn.
Crazy. My turn.
All right, so now it's your turn. Now, this is a non-sexual question. Have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction? And if you did, what was it?
Oh, gosh. It's been a long time. Oh, gosh. It was a few years back. It's been a while because it's a pair of shoes. I have these really cute white yellow and orange strappy heel, and they went with my orange and yellow Azure outfit. If you remember Azure, it used to be freaking awesome a while back. Bang a little ensemble. My strap popped while we were, like, it's the way that the shoe is made, there's, like, three straps across the foot. Wait a minute. I got those shoes. I still have them. I just haven't had them fixed yet. Let me go look. And I can tell you how many straps is on that damn shoe. Y'all, excuse me. This is real life, people. This is real life. Because I'm literally in my closet looking for this goddamn shoe. Why is it right there? Oh, there it is. There are, like, it's four straps across the top of the shoe, and then the rest comes up around the ankle. And two of my straps pop across my foot. Oh, I was so fucking mad. I was like, I just got these goddamn shoes.
Oh, so bad.
And eventually I stopped wearing the Azure outfit, so I was like, I don't need these shoes really anymore, but they're really cute. So I probably will, now that you have brought them to the front of my mind, I might go get them fixed. And then you know how sometimes you have the occasional bra pop, like the bra strap pop.
Yeah, I have.
Most of mine is too goddamn expensive to be popping. We're going to have a problem if they do that.
Yeah, but I've had one of those. I've had one of those, and I was actually at work. It was bad. It was just a bad night. It was terrible.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was my malfunction. Yep. Yeah.
I'm sitting here sad looking at your shoe right now. I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I'll think about getting the shoe
fixed. How quickly that moment passed.
Actually, I have a question from my inbox. So let's go answer one of those questions.
Okay.
Let's see. This particular person asked a few questions, so we're going to spread those questions out.
Ooh, they know.
I'm not going to give their name because they asked me not to give their name, so I'm not going to give their name. The first question is, would you have sex in a room with another couple present if they're doing the same thing? Yes, I would. Yes, I have. And yes, I'd probably do it again. So what?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I have to answer too now?
Yes, you can answer too.
Okay. Yes, I would. No, I haven't. And I'm nosy, so I want to see too. But I would definitely try it. I would definitely do it. Y'all know I'm nosy. I'm always asking for pictures and inboxes. I'm nosy. Yeah, I want to see. I want you to see me too.
I need you to get your life. I have sometimes you and your friend be in the hotel, and they invite somebody over, and you got somebody coming over. That shit happens sometimes, especially when I was, like, in college and we just out and, you know, whatever. And then they're doing that thing. Yeah. Don't judge me, people. Don't judge me. Because it's so funny because this is about to take you into going on in the group. But I introduced myself to the group, and anybody who knows me, I am usually misjudged. I misjudged completely because I have these lovely glasses and I have this lovely smile. And people always think I'm a school teacher. I have not. I don't like other kids.
How you just going to say you?
I don't like other people's kids. I love my kids. I love my godchildren. I love my little cousins. I love the kids that are related to me. I love them. I love all of them. I just don't like other people's kids. But I can't teach them. I can't teach kids. I can't do it. So please stop asking me if I'm a school teacher. I can't do it. But I do put off that school teacher-esque look. And, you know, so I get that a lot. And so, yes, I've been known to make grown men cry. So what? I do it. Don't let the glasses in pretty smile fool you. I'm a doubt I'm beast. But anyway, so, yeah, just a little sidebar there for you. So, yeah. Okay. Now I'm getting all these other questions in my inbox. I need y'all people to calm down for a second. So, yes. Okay, Taylor, so I have another question for you.
Okay.
Do you have sexual fears? If so, what are they?
Sexual fears. Yeah, I do. Don't laugh at me. Don't judge me. And don't you do it. You shut your mouth. You shut it right now. I have a fear. You hush your mouth. I have a fear of, like, when I finally decide to try anal again, like, I have this fear that it's just going to go all types of wrong. Like, it's just going to go really, really bad, and it's going to be just a mess. That's my fear. That's why I don't want to try it again, because I'm like, what if something happens? Like, I don't know. That's it. Oh, no, there's another one. There's another one where, like, I can't get my time in together with my lady parts, and then, you know, that time comes, and it's like, that's my biggest fear. It's like we getting into it, and then it's like, what is that? I'd be like, I would die. I couldn't. Oh my God, I would. Yeah.
Oh wow, I gotcha.
Yeah, that is my fear.
We're gonna get our caller in here as well. Maybe she'll participate in some of these questions that we have. Get my computer together.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You see, I can't get enough of you guys. I had you guys on Hump Day, and I'm having you guys on Freaky Friday.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Yes. Yes, because you're my boo thing. I love it.
Wait, no. She's not your boo thing. She's my boo thing. I claimed
it
already.
You guys are fighting over me.
Wait a minute, listen. So, I said on Wednesday, I think I'm in love
said,
early in the day. So,
no,
I said,
we already had a connection. We already,
no.
Yeah.
Oh
we
God.
Can share.
I mean, my thighs are big enough, so you guys can share. Just when you like wishbone, pull one.
Well, all right then.
Can share.
I mean, you see my legs. I posted it in a group, so.
That is true. I did see that, and, yeah, I did. I did see. Saw that. I did see that.
I can't take it serious right now. I'm not messing with you. If anybody who does not listen to the Wednesday Night Wind Up, we have Miss Allison Grace on the line with us tonight, and she is just going to hang out with us because she's good people, and she has a new book out today. And what's so funny is that I downloaded the book last night. It's all free today. Listen, I need to figure out how
I
this
know.
Is going to work for me.
I mean, it was 99 cents. And
out.
Then, you know,
but,
like the part two, it came out today. And it took so long. I was getting so frustrated. But it's out, and I'm excited. And everyone is inboxing me like, oh, my God. So it was a good day today.
Aww. Yeah, I saw earlier that you had this voicemail. And,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
So, let me tell y'all a story. So I'm minding my business like I do, you know, working on a manuscript. And it's my Google Voice. I get an email that comes through. And I'm like, what's this? And it got the notification that I had a voicemail. So I was like, oh, I'm on the computer anyway, so I might as well just, you know, open it up and see what happens. Maybe it's the business related. Maybe it's important. So I open it, and it comes up in another window, and it's downloading. And I have my volume up, and all I hear is, hi, puppy, And I'm like, what? And it was like 15 seconds. And I mean, they must have just like, they were getting it in, and she just left it, I guess, until she achieved orgasm, and then the phone went click. So I listened to it a few more times just to make sure it was what I heard. And, yes, someone called me while they were having sex or masturbating or whatever, and I guess they wanted me to hear what they sounded like. And I'm honored that I was thought of during your sexual experience, whatever you are.
Honey, that's a big thank you, and I'm about to, shoot, be happy about it.
Man, I put a gold star. I put a gold star in my Gmail. So I can go back to it and listen to it. Because, you know, we save emails, you save voicemail messages. I thought I might be feeling bad about myself one day. Oh, wait a minute. Remember that time when someone came over you? Click.
Thank you. I needed that to get started my day. That's your coffee.
You know? I mean, if nobody loves me, she obviously loves me. So why not?
Right. So we have some more questions. Because I got some more questions in my inbox. Y'all. Okay. So the next question, wait a minute, let's see here. I'm scrolling through. Okay. Where is the most unusual place you have had sex?
Oh!
Allison, since you're hanging out with us tonight, let's see yours first.
Oh! I'm so put on the spot right now.
Okay. We're just going to brace ourselves. And you know this is in a judgment zone, so whatever you do, don't feel like you're going to be judged here because you did, I bet you
not
somebody else has done something worse.
The craziest place that I've had sex, is that the question?
Mm-hmm. The most unusual place, yeah.
Okay, on the Ferris wheel in Coney Island.
I'm picturing that in my head. Ferris wheel up in the sky.
Yeah. The stationary. We were getting hot and heavy, and pulled things to the side and just went to town.
Right.
I mean, that was a quickie. It was a quickie, but it was kind of long in actuality because they had to let people off, and it was very interesting.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That
sounds like a good time.
It was an adrenaline rush because we had to be careful that we did not get caught, and we had to be careful that, you know, no doors open and we fall out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't know, you know, if anybody knows about Coney Island and Brooklyn, But the Ferris wheel is it's a classic ride. But it's one of those that, you know, you just sit there. It's not a death-defying roller coaster. So, you know, the key is to get a stationary car. Because if you're in the swinging car, then obviously that's not going to work. Yeah, but you're looking over, you know, Brooklyn, and you're being bent over and hammered from behind. That's quite a rush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, let's next.
The most unusual place that I have had sex would be in a car that was parked in the park.
Oh, God, that ain't unusual.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah, it was after we went out for my birthday and just was just drunk, just very, very just drunk. Like, it was just bad drunk. And somehow we just decided to stop there. And it was like in New Jersey, we had this thing. It's called South Mountain Reservation. It's kind of like you can see, you know, New York and everything from the skyline, and you, that's where we go to see the fireworks and everything. So, yeah, we were there, and we were getting busy, and a cop comes by, and he leaves, but then he comes back, and then he's like, you know, you guys can't park here, but we were already done by the time he came back. I think he knew. He was like, oh, they're fucking, so I'm just going to take the scenic route and come back and then tell them to move. But, yeah. Yeah. And it was bad because, like, we were trying to get our clothes back together. Because, I mean, you're drunk, so you're trying to find stuff that you think you had. Like, I was looking for my shoe that I thought I had on, but I didn't even have on the right shoes. Like, it was, yeah. I'm like, where's my shoe? Where's my shoe? It's like, you didn't even wear those. It was just, yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Mars.
What?
Yeah, your turn.
Well, the most unusual place, I would have to say that the hospital.
The what?
Wow.
The hospital. What? Neither. Okay. So, he worked at the hospital, and I just happened to be in town at the time, because at the time that we were dating, we lived in two different cities. I was there visiting my friends. We had went to the club. We had good times. He had to work that night. I was horny. He was supposed to be working. Hey, look, I need a new job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. At the hospital. They were actually remodeling the hospital at that time, so we kind of snuck off into one of the nice little construction zones where there was just the doctor's offices. There wasn't any patient rooms. And we just snuck off into that little area and did what we had to do and had a good time. And that happened more than once. Me and that person got into a lot of trouble, and we stayed getting in trouble with each other. But that's here nor there. Neither here nor there at all. It's brought back good memories of our relationship. We have good memories now because we're friends. We're still friends. But, yeah, that relationship was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got caught. But it's just like, definitely like Alice's story. It's the adrenaline. It's the rush of it all. Because I'm trying to not giggle because I'm drunk. Literally, I've been drinking all night in the club. And I'm one of those happy drunks. So when I'm drunk, I giggle, I laugh, I tell corny-ass jokes.
You call people little buddy.
Huh?
I said you call people little buddy.
And I call people little buddy because I started up there and called that dude little buddy. Time I was drunk like that. I was like, hey, little buddy. But anyway, it's just that I'm a very happy person. So alcohol does not make me rude or anything. So, yeah, I definitely enjoyed that experience with that particular person. It was awesome. I'm gonna text message him and say, hey, you remember when? I'm just going to have to reminisce a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Look, I had somebody text me 5:30, I think yesterday or the day before, 5:30 in the morning with a hey stranger. And I proceeded to say, I got a new phone, which I did, no lie. Who is this? And they said it was Jamel from such and such. And I was like, okay. And then I went to the conversation because I have an iPhone. And I went to info, and I locked the number, and then I went ahead and I deleted the conversation. Like, you're not going to get a response. At 5:30 in the morning, unless you're sending me an invoice,
no.
I'm not answering.
Yeah. I would never, just disrespectful, because I don't do, anybody knows me. Don't call my phone after a certain time. Number one, you know I'm asleep. Number two, you know I don't wake up until later on in the day because I'm not required to get up really before 11 o'clock. I'm really not required to. My job starts at 12:30. I work from home. I can roll up out my bed at 12:15 to be prepared for my job.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't because I got to get myself awake before that happens. So I don't do that. So you don't disrespect my phone by calling me before my business hours. You don't do that. And 5 a.m. is not my goddamn business hour, so you don't do that. So I would have done the same thing. But this particular guy, we still talk. We're actually still really good friends. And so I can text him. And, like, if I was, like, if I wanted to right now, I could text him. Like, you remember when we did such and such, when you was texting such and such? And he was like, girl, go to sleep.
Yeah, I can't have conversations like that with my exes because they take it left and it starts to be either sexting or a visit. Like, hey, you know, I was thinking about us getting together. No. I'm sorry. No. I'm happy that I'm memorable and all, that you can't forget about me, but let's move on.
I'm glad that me and you are still friends. I'm glad.
I'm not friends. Unless we share children, I can't. I don't think I can be friends with an ex. I mean, I can be, you know, cordial. That's something totally different. I can be cordial with you. But as far as maintaining a relationship where, you know, I can call you up and say, hey, you know, I need X, Y, and Z. No. How about you do that shit when we're together? How about you be there for me when we're together?
You know what? The funny thing was that we learned after years of being in a relationship that we're better friends than boyfriend and girlfriend. Like,
mm-hmm.
we shouldn't have been boyfriend and girlfriend. We should have been friends.
Because
we're better friends. So it's a lot easier now. Like, we may talk about sometimes getting back into a relationship, but I'm like, no, I don't know, because I really like the fact that we can be friends at this point, and maybe we needed to walk away from each other and learn how to be each other's friends before we could even say be in a relationship, because we weren't, before we got into the relationship, we really weren't friends. We were just like, oh, you're cute, and I'm cute, and we like having sex together, so we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. We really didn't do the whole friends first thing, and so we're kind of working backwards. And now when I tell you we are better friends now, and we don't have kids together or anything, but we're just better friends. And it's so funny because I even tell him about the toes. I'm like, hey, that hoe ain't for you. You be pushing. And it ain't because I used to be your girlfriend. That hoe just ain't for you. Keep on pushing. Keep on going. Because she offered one thing and one thing only. And you, sir, have too much of it. So you need to go on here. So you have much more to lose behind some of these hoes. Now, if you get your good girl, and I'm not saying it has to be me, it won't have to be me. But I just want to make sure that she's going to take care of you and do what she's supposed to do. But, oh, we got some more questions. I still haven't been drinking. I've been drinking the tea, and I still got this cake in my system.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a question from my paper, and then we're going to take a question from the inbox. I know y'all probably think this one's going to be silly, but do any of you have a crush on anyone at this point in life? Like, I know we're older, but sometimes pressure passes still.
Do you have a crush on anybody?
I do have a crush on them. We're friends. So, oh my gosh, why am I blushing? Oh, I can't see it, you guys.
I have one more question, too. That's so funny.
I'm blushing for real, for real. But, I have a crush, and the thing is, it's, I don't even know if it qualifies because it's mutual. So it's not like it's unrequited or unknown. Like, they know how I feel about them. And they've told me that they feel the same. So I guess it's kind of a plus when it's, you know, it's reciprocal. But I definitely have a crush on someone, and hopefully we'll see what happens in 6 months to a year.
Why so long? Why can't we make
because
that? You have to live for today and do it. Not so long, and
what?
Don't let her tell their questions.
They have a question, but I can't tell mine.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, what? That's why I bust out laughing. Like, how you gonna tell her to just tell all her business and you can't even get your whole, you can't even get your sentence together for your crush?
Stop it. I know y'all have a crush on me, so it's okay. We don't have to, you know. It's alright. I won't tell you a secret.
You keep throwing them legs off my screen.
Oh, I have worse pictures than that. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I definitely do.
You know what? Let me go verify this picture again. Hold on. I'm going to.
It's a mess. I have a question. You know, I mean, I have a couple. But I kind of, like, I have a Facebook crush and I have an Instagram crush.
Yes, see, that's what I'm
Instagram
saying.
Like, wait a minute. So you were talking about real people or internet crush?
No, like this person is on my Instagram, and I really have a crush on him, and I just think he's just really nice to look at. And I will never tell him, and I know he doesn't listen to the show, and I'm not going to tell his Instagram name on here, but I just think he's so cute. In real life, I don't know. Like, my one main one, I'm like you. They make me blush. They stop my words. They just, I don't know. So much. to say about this particular person. They just make everything in me happy.
Oh,
I do, and it's very difficult to focus when I'm around
it. I have a celebrity crush.
Who is your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush is Jose Sanchez from The Game. He plays Malik, right? If you out there, boo, you know my number is 347. Yes, girl. Call me, honey.
Oh, he is nice to look at, honey. He is nice to look at.
He's so humble.
He is really nice to look at. And if I have too many celebrity ones. I have too many. I would be an old celebrity whore if I had the opportunity, honey.
Yeah, mhm.
And
I'm
then
with
there's
you
Omari Hardwick.
Oh, girl, listen. All I
girl.
Need to do is open his mouth.
I'm gonna need power to come back on. I'm gonna need power to come back on tomorrow, child. When he had that Spanish girl up against that wall,
yes.
And see, I don't watch that show because you know I don't watch TV. So,
girl, you got to watch it. You guys, if you, I'm telling you, he had her pressed up against that glass and it was looking out into New York. Girl, he was giving her all types of business, just all types of business.
I'm
going
to have to see what that's all about.
I didn't doubt his, you know, sexual technique because he did that to Gabrielle Union and being Mary Jane. So he has this thing, you know, to pick women
Yes,
so honey, that's the same dude that is in Being Mary Jane.
Oh, okay. So I never saw that show, but I'm about to catch up right now. As soon as we get off the show, I'm going to catch up.
He is so sexy. Omari Hardwick.
Honey, listen, I need you all to understand that there are certain things about a man that I like. I like tattoos. So...
Me too.
If a man has the right number of tattoos, and no, I'm not counting them, they just have to be strategically placed on his body, and they're not so horrible, like you can't be looking like Lil Wayne and have this shit all over your face. You can't do that. There's got to be a limit to it. Any man that takes his shirt off and has all these tattoos makes my hoo-ha happy. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, what if he doesn't have tattoos?
He too, but he ain't got no tattoos.
The sad part is...
Who look like Subway.
She'll tell you that, too. Like, you're nice to look at, but you don't got no tattoos. That's what she said.
And I actually posted something like that on my Instagram. You know? Like, he's cute. He ain't got no tattoos. And one of my friends was like, well, maybe he'll get one for you. I was like, but they can't stop there. He's got to get some more. But I will date a man without tattoos, so I have. So,
I have, too. But, I was told, why do I have so many? And I was like, that's not a whole lot. Like, you can't see them. You'd only have to see all of my tattoos if I was butt booty naked.
That's how I am. You can't see all
like
of mine unless I'm naked.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen
some of yours in mine.
Stop telling my business.
Oh. Okay. I'm just saying.
I take you around company. Stop telling my business.
I currently have six, and I want to get some more. Like, people are very surprised because in the wintertime, you know, I'm all covered up and everything. And then when spring and summer come, it's like, wait a minute, you didn't have that last year? I'm like, yeah, I did, but you didn't pay attention.
Right.
I look totally different, right. Like, for real.
Yeah. Wintertime up here is different than your wintertime. Wintertime up here is brutal.
And see, here we don't
brutal.
Have, like, winters. We just have spring. And then fall kind of settles, and then this some type of winter will show up, like an ice storm or something. But other than that, no.
What the hell? I say we pack up and go to where you are because
I don't know.
Winter
up
here, honey.
Come on down.
winter up
Come
here
on,
man, is.
We don't do winter, honey. Now I.
We talking about
winter,
snow wind. Sleep.
I experienced winter for the first time this year. When during winter, my bright idea was to go to Michigan to visit my friends. I'm so smart that I'm dumb. It snowed every goddamn day. And I was like,
she was
oh my
so
God.
Mad. She called me when she got off that plane. She said, "Girl, it's cold." I said, "That's winter. It's winter.
Wow.
Yes. It's cold."
And I had my coat. Like, I had on a coat. No, actually, no. What ended up happening was when I had on a sweater. Because I had just left 50-degree weather in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I had on a sweater and a cute little hat. I stepped outside them goddamn doors of the airport. I stepped my black ass back inside them doors. And I put my coat on. I put my scarf and my gloves and my hat on. I said,
Yeah, like that's winter time. She was so mad. She called me every day and was like, "You know, it's still goddamn snowing. It's still goddamn snowing." Every day she was there. "You know, it's still goddamn snowing." I said, "Boo, it's winter. Like, that's what winter is." Just because y'all have spring down there all year, y'all have spring and summer. But, yeah, we have winter. That's cold.
Well, I went to California in January. I left New York and I went to California for 3 days, and I got sick because when I came back, I only had what the hell did I have on? I don't think I had on proper shoes. And no, was it that summer? Or was it last year? I don't remember what time I went to California, either September last year or January of this year. And I didn't have on the right shoes. I had on flip flops, and I left 90-degree weather. And Cali, come to New York, and it was like 40-something, 50-something. Yes, it was September because I remember I had flip-flops on, and it was like 60 degrees. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm freezing. My toes are out. I pulled out my sweater, and I put it on. I was like, Jesus. It was horrible. I ended up getting a really nasty cold. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Mhm. I don't do cold weather, so guess what?
Yeah. It makes me angry. Like, really, like, literally bitchy angry.
Yeah.
Winter
Hilly,
you didn't
brutal.
Tell your question.
Because we started talking about the weather. We started talking about the weather.
Yeah, I don't like
but,
it at all.
But, yeah, I have a crush on someone. Yeah, I do. And they know that I have a crush on them, and that's it. I have a few celebrity crushes. I'm not gonna go there. I have a few celebrity crushes. What people don't know about me is I love Common. I love to hear him talk. Yeah. I like to look at him, and if I meet him, it's gonna be bad. But I love me some Common.
Yeah.
Another celebrity crush that I had. This is a no judgment zone. I love me some Marsha. Marsha Ambrosius. I love me some Marsha.
Girl.
Okay.
I love me some Marsha. Like I cyber stalk her. I do. Like, I tweet her and I Instagram her. Like, I stalk her. Like, I like her. I do. I love me some Marsha.
I love Delicious.
I have Delicious on my Instagram. She was just here a couple of weeks ago for a hair show.
Oh God. She does. She's amazing. And she's down to earth. You know, she's not like one of those celebrities or TV personalities that's like really bitchy. She's very down to earth, and I can respect that. I like when people, you know, they respond and they talk back. And I was having a conversation with somebody. It was like, oh, I don't know why people talk to celebrities. They don't talk back. They definitely do. Maybe it's the person that you are why they don't talk to you. Because I talk to Brandy. Mm-hmm. I talk to Nikki. I talk to Faith. So I'm Nikki Gilbert from R&B Divas. So I don't know. I think it's the person that's coming at them and what you say.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But I definitely love me some delicious. Her booty is just like boom. And then don't make her do some booty claps. I'll be looking at that video like, oh.
Okay, so I have another question from Danbox. I think this one, we can spread this one around, but I really do think it was like directly for me. And this is a sexual one, and I think this is the first time this person has actually listened to the show, because that particular question hasn't been answered before, but I will answer it again. Are you a squirter?
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Here we go.
I found out that I am. And I fuck my shit. that's why if you ever hear me say anything about puppy pads or you can put a towel down or unless mm-hmm. you really want to mess up this mattress and these sheets, and this floor and everything else, you might want to put some of this stuff down. Because, yes, I am one. I can control it, but I'm learning. Because I just really found out that I was one, because this dude wanted to play and say, hey, let's see if you can do this. And he had one of those, the little Hitachi, Hitachi thing. Because he plugged it up. He tried not to let me see it, but I knew exactly what it was.
Oh, Jesus.
And, yeah. I couldn't control it.
I already know.
I couldn't. And I spent so much time saying, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Because I really did mess up the mattress. I literally had to flip the mattress over because...
Oh, my God. Are we, like, twins? That totally happened to me. Like, we have to stop, and we have to flip the mattress. And I was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
What's your nickname? Actually. What's your nickname? I know you have one.
For that
situation right there.
I don't have a nickname for it. I really realized that I do say I'm sorry. Like during that time period, I do say I'm sorry because I know one time I got the person like in the face. Hey, you were down there. Hey, sorry. So.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, they don't call you a lot. I've been called Niagara. Squirtle.
They haven't nicknamed it yet. Maybe in the next time I'll ask them, like, hey, what's going to nickname this whole situation? Listen. And then what's going to happen? It happened again. Like, after the first time it happened again. And I was like, oh, so I'm not going to do this all every time? Shit, I'm about to fuck up.
Yeah, because they keep hitting it every single time, and they do that shit on purpose. They know exactly what they're doing.
Every time. And I'll be so sleepy. And that's why I now have a understanding of how men feel after they have come and they have ejaculated and all of that. That takes a lot out of a person.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I wanted to cuddle up to the closest pillow and snore my little head out because I want to go to sleep. Either we going to sleep or you going to fix me a sandwich. I don't care what you about to do. If something, one of the two things is going to happen.
Uh-uh.
You going to fix me a sandwich or am I going to sleep? Let me know. Because I ain't getting up. I ain't moving. So my body said, get you tired. So, to answer your question, sir, in the inbox, yes, me and Miss Allison are supporting. Taylor, she ain't got that yet, but we're going to get her.
Why you had to say, why you had to tell all that? Like, it wasn't even.
Because every woman actually really can. It's just a matter of
being able to figure out how, and, you know, he has to hit that spot and what causes it. It's kind of a mental thing.
I don't even know what happened. I don't think I was even mentally prepared. Because all I remember is him saying, "Ooh, let's try this."
And I'm
here.
He knew what he was doing, but he knew what he was doing. But you were comfortable enough to allow it, and he did something. He hit that spot. So, yeah.
I need them more than that. It's gonna be my boyfriend. And we're gonna end up getting married.
Oh my goodness.
And. Because we do a lot of strange things together.
Now, when I said that y'all two was going to get mad, bam, now.
So, wait a minute. You said somebody else, me and somebody else was getting married. This particular person is not the same person.
Never mind. Carry on.
So you know I am in the middle of a life decision at this point. You know that. I have to choose. And I can't choose. If somebody had to tell me today, Imaj, you have to choose between the two, I wouldn't, and I shall not.
How about that? Oh. Point blank in a period.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
I'm not mad.
Damn. I mean, it just, you know, if when time comes and I have to choose, I will. Right now, I don't have to. Nobody's like, "Hey, choose me," or "Hey, you better make a decision." Because nobody's pressed about it.
Don't worry about it. If they ain't saying nothing to you, don't worry about it.
Taylor, do you have any more questions on your paper, girl?
I do.
Okay.
What is your most sensitive spot?
This is funny. So, my most sensitive spot on my whole entire body is my whole entire body. Damn. No, seriously. If he touches me the right way anywhere, it's about to go fuck down.
Aww.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, hell, he can look at me the wrong way and I won't, or the right way and be like, okay, all right, let's go. So, yeah, my whole entire body is very sensitive to touch. My most sensitive would probably be my non-burned nipples inside of there.
Oh, man. Really, we back to that again? Really?
You just don't know. You just, that between that and the doggy style, that you have no idea how that set me off. for real. I mean, that dried me up, quite honestly.
Like,
you know, you asking me about my favorite position. And you getting real technical. That's like, that sounded like a, no offense. I'm just being, man, let me shut up.
No, it's okay. We understand because we deal with him on a regular basis. We understand.
That was like, you know, that's like how that was definitely not a man answer. Because you ask a guy a color and he'll say blue. We ask a female a color, she'll say turquoise. Cyan, you know, sky blue, cerulean blue, like what?
Salmon pink, you know.
Exactly.
Yay.
Like doggy style is doggy style. Like, what? It just got a little too technical.
I don't know how else is there to describe it. Like, I don't, because I missed part of the show,
I don't know exactly what happened, but it sounds like that sounded like some shit Ron said. So then,
yeah.
Therefore,
yeah.
Never mind then. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he asked. The question was asked, "What was my favorite?" I think it was a worldwide question where it was, "What's my favorite position?" And I gladly said doggy, which it is. And then he said, "Hold up. What kind of doggy?" And I'm like, "What? We not talking about
is there more than it. Wait a minute? Is there more than I'm confused already?"
I
thought there was only one way to do, because, I mean, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a professional in the least bit, but I'm saying, because I think doggy style is just you on your knees and you on your hands and you got to toot it. That's how I see it. That's how I do it.
According to him, there's so much more, and, you know, there's a scoop going on, and yeah, I don't know. All I care about. Yeah. Is a scooping? Your legs up?
I told y'all I speak Ron-ish, so I can only translate the fuckery.
But I mean, I got what he's saying, but at that point, it's kind of like, you know, who cares? It's like asking me, what kind of head are you getting? Your dick is in my mouth, so it's head. I didn't know I had to do the whole entire technique. Like, you know, lick the tip, tongue is on the underside of the shaft. I mean, it's head. Be happy you're getting it.
It takes Ron. Ron can...
He can dry up a wet pussy.
Ron can dry up a well, okay? Ron can dry up a river.
Well, I don't want anybody to dry up mine because... Mine does not dry up, and I don't need him to do that because that is a fucked up feeling. We're not even going to talk about it. That's not even tonight's show topic. We're not going to talk about men who make your shit dry. We're not going to talk about it. I ain't going to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
That type of shit makes
not
me
gonna
head.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Okay, so I have another question from the... Wait a minute, did we all answer that question? Wait a minute, what was the question?
What was your most sensitive spot? And we all did not answer the question.
Oh, no, I did not answer.
Okay, Elsa, what's your answer?
I have two that gets me. It's my tongue. If we're kissing, my tongue is very sensitive. And my other one is my nipple. My nipple gets very, very sensitive. Like stands up, like boom. I'm good too.
Mine are, yeah. And it doesn't do well that we're big breasted women. I just broke a goddamn fingernail. Oh, sorry. Oh, damn it. That hurt. But, yeah. I have big breasts, so I like to touch mine. So I don't know about anybody else. But I'm fascinated by mine.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I have so much going on in my head right now. I can't just think out loud. Yeah, that you can abort that.
I'm absolutely fascinated with my own.
What?
And so And I'm to the point of like my bras are just like super awesome. Because I like, when I go bra shopping, I have to like the fabric of my bra. Because I like to touch my bra, too. So I'm like, hey, I don't know. It's like a boob. You can't never break up. I wanted to get rid of them at one point. Then I said, you know what? I would be lost without you. So we're together forever.
Well, I'm not that big. My boobs are not that big. I'm a D cup.
Well, you're part of the D committee.
I'm a 38B. They grew with each child. I used to be a B cup, so you know, I'm scared when I have another child, it's gonna be like a F.
No. I'm so scared. Because I am a triple D.
Oh my God.
I went from a D cup to a triple D with my daughters. So I know what you mean. But I remember going from training to C. So I skipped the whole A, B cup thing. I went straight from training to hone up, and I've been a large breast and sister since I was about in the seventh grade. So, yeah, me and these girls, we've been together for a while. We're going to stay together.
So...
So, yeah.
Oh well.
We're gonna get it forever.
I guess I can share. I'm a 38 double D, so I'm not, you know, not that big, but I'm big enough.
Chill. I mean, you're a double D. I'm the smallest out of both of y'all.
Well, I mean, you know, she.
Hey.
You know, as long as you ain't saying you was an A or a B,
you fine.
No. I will tell anybody that my
daughter has to pass the A and a B, and she's in eighth grade.
Oh.
So.
Who is this?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, no. Someone's calling me. Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. So funny. Okay. I think I have another question in my inbox. Last Thursday.
I have a message in my inbox also. Somebody wants me to tell the story about my bra strap popping. And I really don't want to because that was the worst night of my life. But I will share. I was working at Applebee's at the time. I was a bartender, and I was closing that night. So earlier in the day, I went with my friends to the pool, and, you know, I packed a bag, and I also packed my stuff for work. You know, when I left out, I just had on my bathing suit, whatever, we were going to the pool. However, I didn't realize that as I was packing my bag, I did not pack a bra for when I finished at the pool and I could go to work. So the Applebee's that I worked at, there was a clothing store next to it. So I go in there and I grab a bra. Everything's fine. I'm working. It gets to be about 9:30 at night. And I go to pick up a rack of glasses to, you know, restock while it's not busy. And the strap of my bra pops. So I'm thinking, okay, it just came out of the lube. Let me just go in the bathroom and fix it back, and then I can go back. No, that's not what happened. Like, the whole thing had popped. It was no fixing it. I didn't have nothing. So I could stay in the bathroom for the rest of the night, or I could just go finish my shift braless. So I go to finish my shift braless. Apparently, not only did that happen, but this happened to be one of the nights where just after that, everything just went wrong. The girl that was working the bar with me, she accidentally, we ran out of beer on tap. So she went to pull the lever down and it broke. So as I turn around, there's like the little bit of beer that's left in the keg squirting everywhere across the bar. Like, it's just flying across the bar. And, of course, who's in the way? It would be me. So now
I'm braless. I have beer spilled all over the front of me. And we finally get it to stop. So then I'm like, all right, well, I mean, we only got like 2 hours left. Let's just make the most of it. So then she's like, she's all upset because she thinks I'm upset. But I'm trying to explain to her, like, I'm upset for something completely different. I could care less that you spilled beer on me. It's just the fact that now I'm braless and I have beer on me. So not only that, but my manager decides that would be a good time to turn up the air conditioner also. So
now
to not get anywhere. So now, oh no, it gets better. So now I'm freezing cold. I have beer on me and I'm braless. So she's like, you know, she's taking care of the bar guests. I'm taking care of the restaurant's drinks, and I go to turn around and she runs into me with this pitcher of ice cold water. So now it's not only do I have the beer all over me, I'm freezing because the air is on, and now there's ice water all over me. This was the worst night ever. I mean, the bar was packed. Like, I mean, you could, like, the bar was packed, so you could see what was happening, and they loved it. They were in awe. They thought it was so cool. We made so much money that night, but I was so upset. I was literally upset, and I smelled horrible. It was just terrible. It was terrible. That was the worst shift I ever had working anywhere. And now I know, to this day, I have never went into an Ashley Stewart and bought anything ever again. Stewart has not gotten a cent of my money since. Disaster.
Yeah, I don't, I can't wear it. I have an Ashley Stewart bra and I don't like it. I rarely wear it because it has matching panties and everything. I'll wear the panties with a different bra. I do not like that bra. And they say, oh, well, baby, no, your cheap shit is not good for me.
Mm-mm. No.
No. These stuff
no,
that's
a bra. Mm-mm.
I spend good money on these fucking for this one now.
No, they didn't. Mm-mm. They just, that bra was just not good to me. And I was like, I was really upset. But I mean, yeah, that's what it was. It was very disrespectful. But I mean, the bar guests got a kick out of it. The people around the bar got a kick out of it. You know, the guys, they were eating it up. They thought it was so funny. And my manager, obviously, he thought it was hilarious with the air and everything. Like, she's like, oh my God. I think that was like her first or second bar shift. So she was all excited. She's like, oh my God, I like working with you. I'm like, honey, this is not going to happen again because I'm going to be double secured next time I come to work. Like, we're not doing this again. And you're certainly not going to spill beer and water on me. It's one or the other. Like, I'm clumsy enough by myself. I don't need you to pour and spill extra stuff on me. I can do that myself. Thank you. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
terrible.
Okay, people, so you got Taylor's bra strap popping story. Hey, embarrass my friend. You have to relive it all over again. Wait a minute. I lost the question. Okay. Somebody asked, have you ever had sex outdoors in the broad daylight? No. I haven't. And I'm not, because we really get caught. So, no, I'm not trying to go to jail. You're not trying to see my face and my name in the slammer, because that's a little paper here that we have that tells all the people who got locked up. And I do not want up under my name to say crime against nature. No. Because okay. they don't look right. They're like, what? Because I remember the first time seeing somebody's name in the paper and it said crime against nature. And I was like, what the hell is crime against nature? Is somebody outside fucking a tree? That's what I thought in my head. I'm stupid. So that's before I looked it up. And it's pretty much having sex outside and being with outside, not in the house. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's actually really against the law to give head. So, North Carolina has some tough
laws. Oh, damn.
Oh,
yeah. We going to jail. I can't come visit you. I ain't going to jail.
You just can't give it outside among the people.
I'm not going to jail for sucking some dick. I can't come visit you. I'm not going to jail for sucking no dick. Mm-mm. Can't come visit you.
No, listen. North Carolina stupid. But, you know, So no to your question. I can't have sex outside. I'm not going to do it. Now, if we are at the privacy of our own home and our neighbors are 3 miles down the road and they can't see into our luxurious house, because I like windows, so we're going to have a lot of them. And, yeah. And probably my master bedroom is going to have a balcony and all that. So, yeah, we'll fuck outside on my balcony at home, but our neighbors wouldn't see us because we'd be 3 miles away from each other. Yeah. So, yeah, I do it when my husband, you know, when we have that house. But as of right now, nope. Mm-mm. Can't do it. Mm-mm. You won't see my face in the slammer. Crime against nature. No. Not some good. So, yeah. I have limits. Yes, people, I have limits. You may think I don't have limits, but I do. There's limitations. Taylor, would you date someone who is younger than you?
Would I date someone that's younger than me? It depends on how many years. Because I'm 31, so that would make, like, I'm not going any lower than, like, 25.
Okay. But what if he is, what if he's 23, he has gone to college, he is in his career, he is doing awesome things. He can be a wonderful provider. Everything. He can be everything that you need him to be. But he's just 23. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't talk to him. He looks good on paper.
No. Wait.
You still want this?
All right. So he looks good on paper, but what about the rest of his credentials? Like, what about the rest of him? Like, can I take him outside in broad daylight?
Everything about him is everything that you like. But his age, everything about him is everything that you want. Everything that you want, but he's just 23 years old.
So everything that I like, but he's 23. I give him a sample and see what happens. I would give him a taste. I would give him a taste and then see what happens. And then we'll go from there. Like, he can't, like, if he starts to get stalkerish or anything,
okay.
But I give him a sample. I give him a little sample and see what happens.
Sounding like Big Mama. I give him a taste.
Yeah, I give him a taste.
Okay. All right. I'll just ask you. So I got to answer that question.
Nope.
I could. You got any more questions, Taylor?
Hello. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Focus. Focus.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, I'm focused.
You got any other questions in your inbox, girl?
No, but I have a question for you. It's not a sexual question, but it's
here.
What is your clumsiest moment in life?
Oh, I'm not clumsy. I've never had a clumsy moment. I'm not clumsy. I don't know. I don't recall any clumsy moment. I don't recall any clumsy moments. Maybe my friends would have to remind me of some clumsy moments, but I don't remember any. I don't know. Because, you know, I don't know. As I think back, like, over school, like, like high school and all of that, I didn't have any clumsy moments. Because I was in the band and I kind of knew how to walk and pay attention and all that stuff. So I don't have any. Look, I got nothing.
Okay.
Call any. And as I think back over these 33 years, yeah, I got nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
That was my last question.
Oh, okay, that's one of it. I don't know if I'd answer that one. Ask that one. Would you kiss a girl?
I sure would. She got big juicy lips.
And then
I sure would.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I have no other questions in my inbox. I guess nobody else wants to talk to me. So, wait a minute. Not seeing a song in my hand.
Aren't you a different looking soul? I guess we just branded with us. Randomly talk about things
because we have more questions in our inboxes. So
yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. It was pretty fun. We appreciate all the questions that were asked of us and anyone who, you know, decided to drop us a question. We appreciate it. I do not appreciate that one person in my inbox that was asking about my embarrassing bra strap moment. I do not care for you right now, and I probably won't speak to you until this time tomorrow.
You're currently on punishment, person.
Yes, you are on punishment.
That's funny. I have been thinking about that embarrassing moment thing. Okay, no, it wasn't even embarrassing because I had no problem sharing it with my friends. Because if it's something embarrassing, I don't share it with anybody. But we're going to flash back to earlier this week where Taylor Puppy got a random ass text message. And my friends Shayna, Pecora, and Nikki got the same random ass text message that said that my ass hurt. I am random as shit. But I had a reason to say my ass hurts and my ass turns. And I couldn't sit down. But anyway. So, yeah, that was my random issue of the week. And I'd probably do it again. That's it. Yeah. So it can't be so embarrassing because I do it again. If I had to.
My ass turns the door. What is with everybody? And all I've been seeing is like I seen the picture of Nicki Minaj and it says Anaconda. Is that the name of her album or something?
No, currently her new that's her new single that she has out called Anaconda. It comes on the song is like so I miss a lot big butt. I like big. But I can't not like it. It's so kind of funny. So, it's that part of, well, my anaconda don't want none of you. And then it goes into this song of her and her big booty dancing self. I haven't watched the video all the way through. I just happened to see a picture and this song just popped in my head. So, eventually I will watch the whole video because I really don't care for Nicki Minaj's music. It just depends. I could be really drunk and really turned up in the club to listen to her song. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. You know what? I'm not going to say that. It's two of her songs that I like. I like the one that she came out with before this one, Pills and Potions. I like that song because
okay,
I can actually relate to that one. And then there's another one that she did. What is it? It's just a bunch. It's like the video is like a bunch of. It's just a video of her and all her performances.
I
can't think of the name of the song. I shitted on him or I did it on him or something like that. I think that's the name of the song. But
okay.
I only listen to that when I'm in the club, like when I'm out and I'm drunk. Like I like that song when I'm drunk, but when I hear it sober, I'm like, what? But that's the only two songs of hers that I like.
I can only do her when she's on a record with somebody else. That's the only time I can really do her. I can listen to her with Trey Songz. I can listen to her with Usher. I can listen to her with, what's that song, the Danny Glover song? I don't know who that little boy is that sings that song. But, you know, I can only listen to her with other people. I can't listen to her by herself because I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't know. So yeah, I really can't do her. And so, yeah. And I can listen to her with Beyonce because, you know, I'm a Beyonce fan. So I can listen to her when I can listen to the Flawless remix, which came on the radio when I was in the car going across town earlier today, and I was jamming. You couldn't tell me nothing. Bitch, I'm flawless. That's how I feel. That's how I felt. I woke up like this, and you know it. This is going down, and so that's how I feel.
And if you're just tuning in, we're having random conversation tonight because we're done with our questions in the inbox.
So, I told you I was gonna drop a picture in your inbox of my female person for my threesome. And so now I'm going to go find it, and you're going to tell me how pretty she is. She is just simply gorgeous. I like pretty people.
Most people do. They just don't say that.
Right, listen. I say that shit. I say it, and it is what it is.
No, I absolutely agree. You gotta say it, because some people don't understand. They don't get it.
Yeah. And I'm one of those people where if I think you're pretty, I have no reason not to say, oh, you're pretty. You're not pretty. Like, I will tell you, oh, you're pretty. Aren't you the cutest little thing in the world? And mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So some people, they just don't think it. It's so goddamn phony. They, I just can't deal with it. And so, yeah, if I think you're pretty, I will tell you. And I think she's really pretty. And I told her in the time, I think she's really pretty. And this picture does not do her any justice. So, because it's just the only one that I could find. Because I think she took a lot of her pictures off of her Facebook page. I think she's really pretty. And that's my life.
Ooh, she is.
I told you.
She's very pretty. She looks like she does some nasty things, too.
You're so silly. So a statement.
No, she does. She looks like she, you know, she does strange things. She does. She has that look about her. She's very pretty.
So now you see that, okay, remember a couple of weeks ago when I was like, I'm going to tell you, if I had a chick, she'd be a bad one, and your chick can't compete with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Look at mine. Then look at his.
We're not going to talk about the Thought Ambassador. We're not going to do that. We're not going to talk about her. And, no, she,
I'm
no, we're not going to talk.
And I had to pick and I had to choose because with this particular person, the feeling is mutual. Like, we kind of both know that about each other. So, yeah. Yeah.
Now look at mine and look at yours.
Yeah.
Marinate on that. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Yep. Mm-hmm. She's very pretty.
She's cute. She's a cutie pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is cute. Like I said, she looks like she does strange things, though. She got a big booty?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Come on, now. Why wouldn't you?
I just asked. I didn't see that in the picture. That's not the picture that you put in my inbox.
I think she took a lot of her pictures down. Because they used to be more. And there's only a few there. So I think that she took her pictures down. But, hey, that's a cute one. I feel. And that's what I'm sticking with. And I'm happy. So, I can see. We're going to talk about this shit. I'm sorry. How dare you?
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
It's cute. Maybe it is. Never mind.
Mm-mm.
It almost took my sugar rush. It almost took it. Mm-mm. It ain't going to take it. Search to let you have my sugar, not my hot sugar. But I don't understand. You have to have the most sexy. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he had a very bad lapse in judgment, and you know, he said he was sorry, and he got his life together, so that was good. But yikes, she was definitely like she was the thought ambassador. She had the thought outfit, the thought do, and all that.
And. It's like, oh, that just made my whole left side of my head hurt. Like, I can feel it.
You're so stupid.
But, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is. Wait a minute, what's this going on in my screen? But, you know, this is really pretty. We'll see.
She is. She's very pretty.
And I asked the question. I asked a question to one of my friends one day, and I said, you know, and this is one of my guy friends. I said, could your girlfriend have a girlfriend and you be okay with it? That person told me no. And I was like, well, why? And they stated that, you know, a third party in a situation can always be a bad situation. I don't know. I don't agree. I think that if
no, I don't agree
someone,
at all either.
Huh?
I don't agree either.
You don't agree with their answer, or you don't agree that
no,
it can
I think it can work. But here's the thing, though. You have to set some rules. It's rules and regulations to this shit. Like, you can't just be doing whatever the fuck you want to do. No, this is what happens. Like, you know, you two can do what you do, but it needs to be respected. I need to know about it. I need to be aware of it. Don't let it become it's supposed to be the three of us, and then somehow it just turned into two of y'all, and next thing I know, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even a part of nothing no more. That, we not going to do that. We not going to do that at all.
And I understand. And that's what I was saying. You know, and I was letting them know, like, hey, I don't really agree with it. I think that if someone decided, hey, I want a girlfriend and I can have a boyfriend, and them not interact with one another, it's not necessarily that we're going to have threesomes on top. It just means that I like men and I like girls. And I feel like, you know, if I have a girlfriend, that's what her purpose is to be my girlfriend. And if I have a boyfriend, his purpose is to be my boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have to mix and mingle with each other. You know? And I was like, well, and then he was like, well, what if one has more feelings than the other? Okay, then you're going to have to realize that I do still have a preference. You know?
Yeah.
I can have a girlfriend and not marry, want to be with her. I can have a boyfriend and want to marry him. Because my preference is, and this is just me speaking, I have a preference of being with men, and I'm going to marry this man, but he's also going to accept some things that are about me. If he's accepting those things, then it's okay, you know? And that's how I feel. And it doesn't mean that I love anybody less. I just prefer men because I plan to procreate and I want to have my kids and all of that awesomeness too. So it's just, I guess, that. So.
No, I absolutely agree. I have a friend that this was so funny because she actually called me up one day. This was like a while ago. Matter of fact, it wasn't even when she called me up. I was actually at work and she was there and she was like, you know, I want to talk to you about something, you know, let's go have a drink. So we went and had a drink and she's acting funny. Like she's acting weird. Like she's like stuttering and I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She was like, I got something that I want to tell you. And I said, well, what is it? She's like, I don't want you to look at me any different. Like, I don't want you to be upset with me. I'm like, well, what happened? Like, what's going on? I'm thinking it's something serious. And that's when she told me. She was like, well, I want to tell you before, you know, you hear it from somebody else. I'm like, what? Because at this point, we've been friends for a while. Like, you've already, you know, you've been around my son, you've been around my dude. Like, what are you really trying to tell me at this point? Because now it seems like it's some other shit. And I really don't want to cut you because you're my friend, but I will. Like, what are you trying to tell me? She was like, well, I'm bi. I'm like, you're bi what? She's like, I'm bisexual. I said, you brought me out here to tell me that shit? like she made this whole big thing about it. She's like, you don't care? I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm like, you don't want me, do you? She was like, no. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. Like, I'm pretty, like, I'm, wait a minute. I'm pretty fucking cute.
You're not supposed
I don't know.
To get mad, you dummy. What's wrong with you?
But I'm saying, like, the way she said it, like, she turned up her face and everything. Like I ain't shit. I felt some type of way. Like, you ain't had to say no like that, bitch. You just could have said no. You know, you ain't had to turn up your face and just, no. Don't dismiss me. I'm pretty fucking hot, first of all. Don't dismiss me like that. But she was, like, really, really upset about it. Like, she was distraught. And I'm just like, I don't fucking care. That's not my business. Like, I don't care what you do when you go home. That's really none of my business. But she said that she actually has a living boyfriend now. And we were talking the other day, and she was like, you know, I said, does he know that, you know, you're a bisexual? She's like, yeah, he knows. He knows that I like girls and I like to play with girls. And I said, oh, okay. She's like, but I wouldn't have a threesome with him unless we were married. I said, well, why would you do it when you're married? She said, because that's something that I consider, you know, I'm inviting you into basically, you know, another side of me. Like, I don't want that just for anybody, because what happens if it doesn't work out? You know what I mean? Like, she was looking at it from that standpoint, and I was kind of like, okay, I could see that. But I'm like, he don't ever ask you about it. Like, he doesn't wonder anything. She was like, no, like, he's really respectful. Like, when we out in public, and, you know, I see a girl with a fat ass, I'd be like, hey, look, she got a fat ass. And then he go, it's all right. Like, we look at fat asses together. I'm like, well, okay. So it just depends. I guess it depends on the people. Like, I know just me, it's got to be rules to that shit, because y'all know I'm crazy. If I come in the house and I catch y'all together and y'all looking at me like you surprised to see, I'm cutting everybody's getting it. Like, it just has to be rules. I think it has to be rules to that. And not only that, but we all, like, I need paperwork.
I need doctor's visits. I need all these things before I can even think about bringing somebody else into the situation, because I have never had the cooties. I don't want the cooties. The worst I've ever had is the flu, and I didn't even want that. So, it has to be a lot involved for me to be like, all right, well, I want you and you. Like, ideally, it's like, okay, well, I want you and you, but there's some paperwork that come with that shit first. I can't do it. I wouldn't say it can't work. I think it can work. It just depends on the people and the intentions. Because I think, Kanye, he has a verse in No Church in a Wild. He says, never fuck nobody without telling me. That's his line in the song. Because in his verse, he talks about, you know, love and monogamy and everything like that. But I think that's where it boils down to. Like, if that's what you want to do, then say something to me. Don't let me be blindsided by this shit. Like, don't let me just come in the house and you fucking this bitch. Like, if you already established that's what you wanted to do, then you say something to me and I can kind of be like, all right, yeah or no. But don't do it behind my back, because then that's when you get cut. And, yeah, don't do it behind my back. I'd rather you just come and say, hey, look, I like her. I like her, whatever the case may be. I want to fuck her. And I want you to be cool with me fucking her. And I don't want you to cut me or her. Then we could go from there. We could talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. That's just
right.
My opinion.
Hey, we definitely, if we talk about it, we're... And he usually ain't got nothing better to do with his life either.
No, but definitely, I think it boils down to communication, and that's really all it boils down to is communication.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, as long as we talk to each other and we have that open communication, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't tell me you like boys. That's a double standard. I don't care. Yes, it is. You can't tell me you like boys. I ain't about to do it. I ain't about to watch that shit.
Oh, see, now that's a bird of another color. See, now you can't come to me and be like, hey, look, you know, Tyrone down the street looking real good, and I'm trying to get some of that, because I'm going to tell you and Tyrone to go down the street, and that's just going to be it. Like, I'm just...
Yeah. Like, I
call me
like,
what you want to call me. Call me what you
want
to call me, but...
I won't just... I don't want to watch.
Well,
my mama said I can't watch stuff like that.
I've seen one before. Like, I've seen a gay porno one. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but I found it hilarious. I thought it was genuinely hilarious. Like, I couldn't stop. Like, it was so funny to me how this guy was just like in this, like, in one. It's just weird to see a guy in a position that I would be in. You know, I just couldn't stop laughing.
I'm not watching.
I
don't want them telling me about it. I love them too much for them to tell me about it. I hate to have to break up with you and have to call it quits on our friendship because you share too much goddamn information. I'll quit you. I will quit you so quick. You like,
dang, you getting a divorce? You divorcing me over? You're divorcing me over my porn preference? Damn.
No. I'm talking about like one of my male friends who are like that. If they decide to tell me about a sexual experience, I will quit him. I don't want to hear about it. I accept the fact that you like what you like. I love you because you are an awesome person, and I loved you before I knew that. So it's fine.
I personally do not want to know what goes on in your bedroom. And I will quit you. You have the nerve to tell me and to say, girl, I suck this bitch. I'm lying. No. You stop. We quit.
What's your famous line? You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth right now.
And I haven't, I can't see myself thinking you like to suck the same thing I like to suck, because I like to get paid. So, yeah, so that's why, even though it's a lot. No, I can't do it. I love you. I love you. And it's best that we part ways now while I quit you. I will quit you. Because, like I said, I've seen, I'm going to tell you this one porn I came across by accident, and then we're in the last 3 minutes of the show. So I'm surfing my Pornhub. Because, yeah, I like Pornhub. Don't judge me. So
Pornhub is the shit. Now you get to watch more than three videos now? Pornhub is the shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going through my little thing, and I just come across this little orgy-looking situation. Okay? Tap on it. The image did not look like what the fuck I was watching. So therefore, I got there and I sat there for a second. It was a whole bunch of women and one guy. I was like, this is one guy going to do for all these women. Honey, these sisters had dildos on it. They had on strap lines. And they were fucking him. Each of the girls were doing this to him. And I was like, this can't be true. Really? I stopped watching. I couldn't take it. Because I didn't want that image to be imprinted in my head, and it is, just from that 3 seconds of watching it. So I can't take any of that. I can't. I love my gay and homosexual friends. I love them. They are hilarious. They are some of the best dressed men I know, and they make my world go round. But I don't want to do that shit.
I don't know.
And they probably like, I don't want to see you. Look at now who has either. I mean, they don't like us, and they like dick, and I like dick, and just don't hurt. Whatever. It's just hilarious. So, Thomas is a good show. Whatever Thomas is doing, I hope he's having a good goddamn point time, because we weren't invited. Fucker. But anyway, I'm going to talk about that. What is that? But I've enjoyed you tonight. I thank everyone who hung out with us tonight. Miss Allison, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Also, thank you, everyone who inboxed us questions. Thank you. We appreciate you. Make sure you go on, like, our fan page, the Friday Night Tap. And if you want to join the group, please let us know. We will bring you on in. Keep in mind, that is not for everybody. So, any last thing, Taylor, that you have to say?
Just thank you, everyone, that sent in questions, comments, except for that person in my inbox. I'm still not talking to you until this time tomorrow. Again, if you want to join the group, let one of us know. We're glad to slide you on in. However, you will see some things in that group, and don't be upset when you see it, because you're going to see words like dick and pussy. You will see a dick and a pussy in the group. You will see these things.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that yet. But we shall keep you up to date. So we will see you all here next week. Same time, same place. I have a busy weekend. It's another bridal shower weekend. And it's the weekend before school starts. So, yeah, pray for me. So, everyone, enjoy the rest of your evening and have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.